What's going on, YouTube? I am back. We've got a whole lot of woke SJW stories to talk about. One of them is about an immigrant to the United States who is regretting his decision to move there. It looks like he wants to end himself on a daily basis, being made to do unspeakable things in the name of romance, in quotation marks. We're going to check out that video. Horrifying stuff. Plus, we've got lots more as well. We've got Hollywood Creep by Tom Hanks. Tipping culture out of control. The UK gone full tard once again. Someone getting slapped on a train there. It's a bloody disgrace. And lots more as well. But as I always say, first up, if you want to help me out, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button as well. Because I'm struggling here. But not as much as this chick, who on a daily gets compared to Samuel L. Jackson. And I completely understand why. Unfortunate for a woman to have that look, but that's the way it is. But this is me. After leaving the restaurant, after tipping 0% because the waiter told me his pronouns, he said my pronouns are a Z-Zer, and I said, go fuck yourself, and walked out like a bloody legend. But now let's get to this immigrant. He seeked a better life in the United States. Many people do. This guy made the journey. But then, when he got there, he faced a fate worse than death. Check this out.
Me and Muhammad are still married.
Muhammad, are you gonna make some for me too?
You can eat with me.
Okay.
I came from Tunisia. I left everything there. I changed all my plans to come to the United States.
Me and Muhammad are intimate. We kiss. We hug, but we do it in private.
It's like the door closing when you go into prison for that life sentence. That door's closing on you. Won't see freedom ever again. The amount of unspeakable things that that guy's had to do behind that door, it almost makes me weep for the guy.
Fine, how are you?
We are like every other married couple.
That's bad. That is bad, but that's tough. Like I said, we need intervention here. Can we get the FBI or CPS? Get the RSPCA down there if you have to. Bloody hell, do that guy a favour. Now let's move on to Tom Hanks here. Apparently, he will leave the United States if Donald Trump is elected president in 2024. What's your reaction? My reaction is good riddance to bad rubbish. Let's get back to tipping culture. And it's a bloody disgrace. I'm lucky that in Australia we don't tip. But in the US, I know it's a big thing. And as you can see there, the food was carry out. Yet they still wanted a tip. Like, what are you tipping them for? So this person doing this, good on them. Don't pay it. Now let's go to the UK. The once great UK. I keep saying it every time. But these days, we're dumpster fire. Because he can't tell the truth anymore because someone might get offended. I saw this a while ago, but it gives an idea of the differences in the cultures which are being forced to live together under this multiculturalism. I'll have to cut out the bit where the person is assaulted.
Say that again.
Slap, slap.
Swear to God, I'll box you in your face. You fucking, oh! You fucking understand.
Okay, so the woman sitting down was punched in the face, unprovoked, just randomly hit this woman in the face. And that guy there, just working in a supermarket, was also just randomly punched in the face for no reason. I don't understand why Western countries import people who can't assimilate, who can't act properly. It's like, why would you choose to turn a high trust society into a low trust society? People say, oh, it's about jobs. Really? We need these people to fill jobs. That can work if it's really targeted and you have educated people coming in specifically for those jobs. But that's not the way it works. The way it works now is import millions of people, lots of them low-skilled or no-skills, can barely speak English or not speak English at all, and they're on unemployment benefits for years. That's the reality of it now. So this idea that it makes Western countries better off is a lie. It makes the people that live here's life worse. But let's stay in the UK. God, these delusional, entitled, clout-chasing women, they're a blight on society, okay? Oh, God. Check this out.
Me and my friend Ruby out of 10.
Oh, no, I'm not too
Let's ask you a question.
No, thank you. Okay. Oh,
actually,
no.
Nope, okay.
He's like, nope, I don't want to catch an STD today. I'll give this woman a wide berth.
I'm so late for work, guys.
Hi, excuse me. What would you rate? Nope. No, okay. Hi, excuse me.
I'm sorry, I'm really busy. Sorry, thanks. Sorry, cheers.
Excuse me. Would you rather? Okay. Hiya. Okay. Hiya, excuse me.
I'm busy. Sorry.
I mean, why would you dress like that? Do women think that's a good look? It just makes me think, okay, this person is gutter trash. No respect for themselves. No one wants to see a whole bunch of cottage cheese. You haven't got the body for that, so I don't know why you're trying to rock that. Why don't they just act and dress respectfully? I'm not saying you have to go full bloody hijab style, right? I don't know what the hell this is, but it's not appealing at all. That's what it does do. That's what modern feminism has done to many young women. They think this is progress.
This new women's gym that's for biological women, but no trans women, right? And I just can't help but think this isn't a safe space for women, not for cis women or any women, because if trans women are very explicitly excluded, then that means any woman who doesn't perform femininity the way that the woman that owns the gym thinks they should, it's fucked. They're going to be like, oh, you've got too much muscle. You're not a real woman. Oh, you're a bit hairy. You're not a real woman. Oh, you're a bit tall. You're not a real woman. Oh, you're wearing very masculine clothes today. Are you a woman? Oh, you've got very broad shoulders. You're not a woman. And then what does that mean? It means nobody's safe.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
Now we have a map of the rudest American states. When you see this here, yep, typical Californians, the rudest bastards in the United States. Rude, rude people. And I'll finish up here with this one. Hated for being too serious, Captain Marvel, and the other one hated for not being serious enough. Just say y'all hate women. Look, they were both shit. That's the reason no one liked them. That's what's going on. Hope you're having a good day as always. And as I always say, get the peons the hell out of my stinking house.